Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and this is the podcast where we dig into the chips, silicon, and infrastructure powering the AI revolution. Big thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses actually put AI to work in their day-to-day workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to team for silicon development consulting. Today we've got a packed episode. We're talking edge AI with a fascinating CEO interview. TSMC transforming rice fields into advanced packaging hubs, South Korea cashing in on the AI chip boom, and SK Hynix making a massive splash on NASDAQ. Let's get into it. All right, kicking things off with a really interesting one, a CEO interview over at SemiWiki, featuring Dr. Albert Liu, the founder and CEO of Kinaron. Now, if you haven't heard of Kinaron, buckle up, because these guys are doing something genuinely compelling in the edge AI space. Dr. Liu is described as a pioneer in NPU architecture. That's neural processing unit, and he spent decades working on AI hardware, semiconductor systems, and computer vision. So this is not someone who just stumbled into the AI hype cycle. This is a guy who's been in the trenches building this stuff for a long time. So let's set the stage. What is Kinaron actually doing? They're a full-stack edge AI company. And when I say full-stack, I mean they're not just designing chips, they're building the entire solution from the silicon all the way up to the software and the AI models that run on it. That's a big deal, because a lot of companies in this space either focus on the hardware side or the software side, but doing both well is really hard, and it creates a much stickier product. Now the NPU piece is what I really want to unpack here. We talk a lot on this show about GPUs and their dominance in AI training. But when you move to the edge, think cameras, smartphones, IoT devices, industrial sensors, you can't just strap a data center GPU to a security camera. You need something purpose-built for inference, something that's power-efficient, small, and fast. That's exactly what an NPU is designed to do. Think of it this way. A GPU is like a massive freight train, incredibly powerful, moves enormous amounts of data, but it needs a huge amount of fuel and infrastructure to operate. An NPU is more like a precision delivery drone, smaller, way more efficient for specific tasks, and it can operate independently without being tethered to some massive power grid. For edge applications, that drone wins every single time. What makes Kinaron interesting is their focus on what Dr. Liu calls localized AI infrastructure. This is a concept that's gaining a lot of traction, essentially, the idea that not everything needs to go to the cloud for processing. Privacy concerns, latency requirements, and bandwidth costs are all pushing compute closer to where data is actually generated. And Kinaron is betting big that the future of AI is distributed, not centralized. The implications here are pretty significant. As AI becomes embedded in more physical devices, your car, your home security system, your factory floor, the demand for efficient edge AI chips is going to explode. Kinaron is positioning itself as a key player in that wave, and with Dr. Liu's background in both the hardware architecture and the systems level, they've got a really strong technical foundation to build on. Definitely one to keep an eye on. Check out the full interview through the link in show notes. It's a great read. Okay, story number two, and this one is fascinating on multiple levels. TSMC, the world's most important chipmaker, is transforming an area of Chiayi in Taiwan that was literally rice fields not long ago into what could become Taiwan's next major advanced packaging hub. This comes from the folks over at SemiVision, and it's a story about geography, geopolitics, and the absolutely relentless demand for AI chips all rolled into one. So first, let's talk about why packaging matters so much right now. For a long time, semiconductor packaging was seen as kind of the boring cousin of chip fabrication. The sexy work was in the fab shrinking transistors, pushing process nodes forward. But packaging has had a complete renaissance in the AI era. And it's because of one core challenge: getting data between chips fast enough. Here's an analogy. Imagine you've got the world's fastest chef, that's your compute chip. But to cook, they need ingredients delivered from a warehouse, that's your memory. If the delivery road between the warehouse and the kitchen is narrow and slow, it doesn't matter how fast the chef is. Advanced packaging is essentially about building a superhighway between those chips so data flows as fast as physically possible. Technologies like TSMC's CoWoS, chip-on-wafer-on-substrate, and their SOI stacking technology are what make products like NVIDIA's H100 and B200 GPUs so powerful. They allow multiple chips, sometimes from different manufacturers, to be connected with extremely high bandwidth in a single package. This is not plug-and-play stuff, it's incredibly sophisticated manufacturing. So back to Chiayi. TSMC is building new facilities there specifically for advanced packaging, and this is a strategic move on several levels. First, it expands Taiwan's domestic capacity at a time when the world is screaming for more AI chip supply. Second, it helps distribute manufacturing risk across different geographic locations within Taiwan itself. And third, it signals that TSMC is doubling down on packaging as a core competitive moat, not just an afterthought. The transformation of that region is also a pretty remarkable economic story.
We're talking about agricultural land becoming home to some of the most advanced manufacturing on the planet. That brings jobs, infrastructure investment, and a whole supply chain ecosystem. It's the kind of industrial transformation that reshapes regions for decades. And honestly, if you told a rice farmer in Chai'e 10 years ago that their land would be adjacent to facilities building AI chips for the world, they probably wouldn't have believed you. Wild times. Story 3 is closely related and actually directly connected to what we just talked about. Multiple outlets are reporting that TSMC is building not one but two new advanced packaging plants as AI chip demand continues to reshape global semiconductor supply chains. This is from Crypto Briefing, among others, and while I know that name might make you think of a different kind of story, trust me, the semiconductor angle here is very real and very significant. So we've got two new plants coming online for advanced packaging. This is TSMC responding to what is essentially a supply crisis in a very specific and critical part of the chip manufacturing process.
It's not the logic fabrication that's the bottleneck right now. TSMC's advanced nodes are running flat out, but so is the packaging capacity. And when you can't package chips fast enough, all that fab capacity doesn't help you ship finished products. Think of it like building cars. You can have all the engines you want, but if your assembly line can't put the cars together fast enough, production stalls. Advanced packaging is the assembly line for modern AI chips. And right now, the assembly line can't keep up with demand. What's particularly interesting about TSMC expanding packaging capacity is the signal it sends about the longevity of this AI hardware boom. TSMC doesn't build multi-billion dollar facilities on a whim. These are long lead investments based on serious demand forecasting. When they commit to two new packaging plants, they're essentially saying, "We believe this demand is structural, not cyclical. This isn't a bubble we're chasing. This is the new normal." The supply chain implications ripple out broadly too.
More packaging capacity means more room for chipmakers like NVIDIA, AMD, Broadcom, and custom silicon teams at the hyperscalers to actually get their products built and shipped. It also means TSMC strengthens its already formidable position as the indispensable partner for anyone serious about cutting-edge AI hardware. If you're designing an AI chip today and you want the best performance, you're probably going to TSMC for both the fab and the package. That's a powerful position to be in. And of course, this feeds right back into the Chai'e story. Those new plants and the ones we talked about in the previous segment are all part of the same broader capacity expansion. TSMC is essentially building a new pillar of its empire, and advanced packaging is the foundation. Moving on to story 4, and this one has a bit of a geopolitical flavor to it. Reports are circulating that the AI chip boom is generating a significant tax windfall for South Korea. And in response, the South Korean government is planning to ramp up investment in both semiconductor infrastructure and data center capacity.
This is the kind of story that shows how AI hardware isn't just a technology story, it's an economic and national strategy story. So let's start with the tax windfall piece. South Korea is home to Samsung and SK Hynix, two of the most important players in global semiconductor manufacturing, particularly in memory. As AI chip demand has surged, so has demand for the memory that feeds those chips. Particularly high bandwidth memory, or HBM, revenue is up. Profits are up, and that means tax receipts are up. The government is essentially getting a significant fiscal boost from the AI boom. Now here's what makes this interesting from a hardware perspective. South Korea isn't just celebrating the windfall, they're reinvesting it. The plan is to accelerate semiconductor infrastructure development and expand data center capacity domestically. This is a smart play because it means South Korea is trying to build a more complete ecosystem, not just be a component supplier. Think about what that means in practice. If South Korea can grow its domestic data center capacity alongside its chip manufacturing strength, it becomes a more integrated player in the AI value chain.
Right now, a lot of the chips coming out of Samsung and SK Hynix end up in American or European data centers. Building more domestic infrastructure creates a different kind of leverage and resilience. There's also a competitive dimension here. South Korea is watching what the US is doing with the CHIPS Act, what Europe is doing with its own semiconductor initiatives, and what Japan is doing to revive its chip industry. Nobody wants to be left behind in this race, and governments around the world are treating semiconductor capacity as a matter of national security, not just industrial policy. From a hardware supply chain perspective, South Korea investing in its own data center infrastructure is also interesting because it could become a proving ground for domestic chip technology. If Samsung or SK Hynix can deploy their own chips in South Korean data centers, they get real-world feedback loops that help them improve their products faster. It's a virtuous cycle, government investment supporting domestic champions, supporting better technology, supporting more government revenue.
The broader takeaway here is that AI hardware isn't just reshaping corporate balance sheets.
It's reshaping national economic strategies. Countries that get semiconductor infrastructure right in this decade are going to have enormous advantages in the AI era. South Korea clearly understands that, and the tax windfall is giving them both the motivation and the means to act on it. All right, our final story for today, and it's a good one to end on. SK Hynix made its NASDAQ debut, and the stock surged 13% on day one. The headline story is exciting enough, but what's really worth digging into is why SK Hynix is getting so much investor love. And the answer comes down to one technology, high bandwidth memory, or HBM. Now, HBM has come up a few times on this show, but let me really break it down because it's central to understanding why SK Hynix is considered, as the headline says, irreplaceable in the AI chip ecosystem. Standard memory, think DRAM, is good, but it has bandwidth limitations. When you're training or running massive AI models, you need to move huge amounts of data between the processor and memory incredibly quickly. Standard memory just can't keep up. HBM solves this by stacking multiple layers of memory dies vertically, literally on top of each other, and then connecting them to the compute chip with thousands of tiny connections called through silicon vias, or TSVs. It's like instead of having one water pipe feeding your chip, you suddenly have thousands of pipes all flowing simultaneously. The bandwidth increase is dramatic. We're talking 10 to 15 times the bandwidth of conventional GDDR memory. Every NVIDIA H100, every H200, every B200, they all use HBM. AMD's Instinct series uses HBM, Google's TPUs use HBM, the most powerful AI chips in the world are essentially dependent on this technology. And SK Hynix, alongside Samsung and Micron, is one of the only companies on the planet that can actually manufacture it at scale. SK Hynix has been particularly aggressive in advancing to HBM3 and HBM3E generations, and that's given them a meaningful edge. So when investors see SK Hynix making its NASDAQ debut, they're not just buying a memory company, they're buying what is effectively a critical infrastructure play on the entire AI compute boom. There's no version of high-performance AI hardware that doesn't need HBM, and there are only a handful of companies that can supply it. That's about as good a competitive moat as you can find in the semiconductor industry right now. The 13% debut pop reflects that recognition. Investors have been watching NVIDIA and other AI chip companies go on incredible runs, and they're now waking up to the fact that the memory companies enabling those chips have been somewhat undervalued by comparison. SK Hynix is essentially the picks and shovels play in the AI gold rush, and right now, the market is paying attention. What I'll be watching going forward is how HBM capacity scales. SK Hynix is investing heavily in HBM4 development, which promises even higher bandwidth and better energy efficiency. As AI models continue to grow in size and complexity, the demand for HBM is only going to increase. The company that can reliably supply the most advanced HBM at scale is going to be in an extraordinary position. Right now, SK Hynix has a strong claim to that throne, and that's why both the market and the broader AI hardware world are paying close attention. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. What a lineup: Edge AI innovation with Kainaron, TSMC building out the packaging infrastructure the industry desperately needs, South Korea turning chip revenues into long-term strategic investment, and SK Hynix showing the market just how indispensable HBM has become. This industry is moving fast, and it is fascinating to watch. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ego Consulting. If you found today's episode valuable, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with someone who geeks out on silicon as much as we do. All the stories, sources, and extra context are in the show notes. Go check them out. We'll see you next time.